أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم كما أرسلنا فيكم رسولا منكم يتلو عليكم آياتنا ويزكيكم ويعلمكم الكتاب والحكمة ويعلمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون
یہ آیات جو میں نے تلاوت کی
حضور سیز دیٹ دیز ورسز وچ آئی ہیو جسٹ ریسائٹڈ ان دی فرسٹ ون کمپرائزز دی پریئر آف حضرت ابراہیم علیہ السلام والسلام دی سبجیکٹ آف وچ ہیز بین انڈر ڈسکشن فار دی لاسٹ فیو ویکس اینڈ دی سیکنڈ ورس از دی اناؤنسمنٹ فرام اللہ المائٹی دیٹ وی ہیو سینٹ دیٹ پروفٹ who is the manifestation of the acceptance of this prayer that prophet was from the progeny of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam who was destined to brought about a great revolution in the world and he did in this prayer the four things which Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked for some points regarding those I have already mentioned previously when I was starting this subject a few Fridays ago I briefly mentioned that in the wording of this prayer as it was asked from Allah Almighty and in the wording of that announcement which was made by Allah Almighty regarding the acceptance of the prayer there is a slight variation in the order and there is a great wisdom behind it no action of the wise God Hakim God Allah can be without any wisdom so it is not just that the order has been changed without any reason or there is no cause for that And these four attributes of this great prophet which have been mentioned here which were of great excellence no comparison can be seen of that And these were very special qualities of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I said earlier on when starting this subject, that I will describe this the difference which is there. I will going to explain that, and this is the same point which I am going to take up today. In the Holy Quran there are two places the same subject has been mentioned. One is in Surah Al Imran. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. That Allah Almighty made a great favor upon the believers that when He raised a prophet from among them who was reciting the verses of the Quran upon them and purifies them and teach them the book and the wisdom, while before that they were in clear manifest error. In the other place is Surah Al-Jumu'ah, where Allah Almighty says, هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. He it is who has raised among the unlettered people a messenger from among themselves, who recites unto them his signs and purifies them and teaches them the book and the wisdom, although they had been before in manifest misguidance. So in both the places, rather in three places, as I said earlier on, the order is in one way as the prayer is made, and the order when the acceptance of the prayer is there, then it's slightly different. In the prayer of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhis-salam, the purification was mentioned at the end, and when Allah Almighty said that I have accepted that prayer, and the prophet for whom the prayer was made by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhis-salam, that he would be doing these things, these roles, and these things have been mentioned after the purification. On this point some commentators have also thrown some light, but Hazrat Muslim Maud radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned this point in great detail. As I said, the commentators before, they have not gone into much detail about it. For example, Allama Alusi has written that this purification has been brought in between the other roles for the purpose that it should be told that the four things should not be taken as one, but they are four separate things, and one of them, and each one of them is a great bounty of Allah. And second point is that talawat ayat, the reciting of the verses, has been mentioned first, because for the purification it was necessary to prepare the people, and after that the purification is mentioned there. And this is the first quality that the believers should adopt, this one, because before adopting the good things, it is essential to leave the bad things. And after that, the taleem, the teaching is mentioned there. And this tazkiyah is mentioned before that, so that it could be clear that adopting that one is much easier. And some other commentators, they have also gone into some brief discussion about the order of these four things which are mentioned there. So in order to explain this point, Hazrat Muslim Maud radiallahu ta'ala anhu has gone into more detail, and I have benefited from that, and I am going to mention it today. In the prayer of Hazrat Ibrahim was based on this point, that when the Prophet is raised, then he would be presenting that revelation which is given to him, and then he presents those signs which are given to him in his favor and miracles, and after that, as the commandments are revealed, so he goes on explaining the wisdom of that, and finally those people who listen to that and the miracles when they see, and after understanding those commandments, then the community which is created, Allah Almighty purifies that community. So this is the community of the purified people to which the message is there, and they ultimately become victorious. So this was this was the reason why tazkiya, the purification, was put at the end in the prayer of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And in this consideration has been taken of those who are weak in faith, but the order which Allah Almighty has mentioned, in that the progress so far as knowledge and purification has been put before, and the other things about the knowledge and understanding, they have been mentioned at the end. The first important thing mentioned there is the increase in their purification and their spiritual understanding, and it is very essential that they should have firm faith in revelation of Allah Almighty. When this faith in the unseen is there, in that case they would be given that insight which will be able to behold these miracles and signs given to them. And when these signs and miracles are seen by those people, and they will improve in their purification of soul and their self, then along with this progress, they would try to acquire the qualities of Allah in their own way, and by adopting those qualities, then there will be further increase in their faith. And all the selfish filths, they will be completely taken away. So this is the reason that why tazkiya has been mentioned before kitab and hikmah, because reading the book and to find out the wisdoms of that, these are the things of the general knowledge and the normal procedure of acquiring the knowledge, and that is why these things are mentioned at the end. And Allah Almighty has hinted that the purpose of one's life is not to find out the hikmah of all these instructions and the prayer and the hajj and zakat which is given. The ultimate, the real purpose is the purification. If a person goes for a very long prayers and his heart is not purified, he does not reform himself, he gives the zakat, but he is earning unlawfully. Or if he has gone for pilgrimage, but the intention is that other people should come to know of that, or maybe there is some benefit coming to his business. Some businessmen sometime go for hajj for this purpose. Hazrat Muslim Maud Raziyallahu Ta'ala Anhu says that when I went for hajj, a young boy was also performing hajj. So I asked, he was not offering the prayer or not any prayers, and he was just spending his time there. He said, you have come for hajj? He said, yes, we have a business, we have a shop, and for this very purpose he was performing that. And another person who went to hajj, and when he came, there was a lot of improvement, and the business was good. So I also have come for this very purpose, that our business should also flourish better. So this is the condition of the people sometime who go for hajj. If the hajjis, the pilgrims, are of this type, then it will be futile for them. How can they act upon the teaching of this book? As Muslim Maud Alayhi Salatu Wasalam has mentioned about a pilgrim, that he arranged a feast for some people, and the person who came from hajj he was a very rich person, and then he asked the person, his servant, that you bring that thing which I brought when I came back from Hajj. And then he said, you put this particular thing in that plate and bring it here, which I brought from Hajj. And then he continued saying like this, when I brought for the first Hajj, for the second and for the third Hajj. So the purpose was to tell the people that he had been to Hajj. And that person said that your condition is very deplorable. You have actually destroyed and all your sawab and reward of performing the Hajj. So the point to understand here is that the purpose of acting upon the teaching of any commandment in the book is ultimately the purification of one's soul. Whatever a person does, the ultimate objective should be like that. So therefore this tazkiyah, purification, is given preference over other things. And this is the reason that those people who followed this great Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they purified their hearts. The teaching was coming down through revelation by and by, and the standards of piety were also increasing. But the purification of heart was already there. And of course it also went on progressing, but their hearts were cleansed from all types of vices and sin. And on the very first day they had this purification of heart. That was the reason why they broke the pitchers which contained the liquor and wine. So the real thing is the purity of heart, the purification of one's soul, which was done by this great Prophet of Allah Almighty. Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his person, each and every action that he did, and his all the things which he did, and all his actions, that was something which was a source of guidance for others. And all those people around him, like Hazrat Khadija, Hazrat Abu Bakr and others, they immediately believed him as soon as they came to know that the revelation is there, and they continued to improve in their purification and conviction. They did not look for any reason or an argument. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq Raziyallahu Ta'ala Anhu, he was away from Mecca. When he came back to Mecca, then somebody told him that your friend has made such and such claim. He came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam straight away, and he asked him that, have you made such a claim? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tried to explain the reason of that. Hazrat Abu Bakr submitted that I do not want to find out the details of the teachings or the wisdom or the hikmah of that. I know you from childhood. Such a purified person cannot tell anything untrue. So therefore, these verses, they are actually telling us that this quality was seen in each and every action of that person who was going to purify their hearts. And there were other people who were completely deprived, or they were without any guidance in spite of seeing all these revelations and listening to that one. And hikmat, the kitab has been put before hikmah, because the person with a good faith, strong faith, he first sees that what is the command from Allah Almighty, from his beloved one. So he simply submits that I have listened to the command, and I am fully submitted, submissive to this one with whole heart and soul. That by acting upon each and everything, then the heart will be purified. So, and whatever is revealed to you, we believe that there must be a wisdom in that, whether we are able to understand it or not. Our objective is to get the pleasure of our beloved one, that is Allah Almighty. So, who is
اس کے کہے ہوئے لفظ پر عمل
کرنا, اینڈ دیٹ از ریکوائرڈ بائی فالوئنگ ایچ اینڈ ایوری تھنگ اسپوکن بائی دس گریٹ پروفیٹ آف اللہ. So whatever instruction is there, we will be able to find out more details later on. But so far as the obedience to that is concerned, that we do it immediately. So those people who are philosophical minded are weak in faith. It is their job that they go for the reasons for beginning. But Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Wasalam has mentioned about Deenul Ajaiz for this very reason. That wherever a person goes into this philosophical discussion are the reason and the wisdom, and then he cannot get the faith and not to say anything about the progress in faith. As a matter of fact, when this arrogance is there, then people are deprived from the blessing of believing in certain realities. So this to find out the hikmah is not essential for a person to believe, and the person whose faith is simply confined to arguments and reason, and this is actually a sign of the weakness of the faith. So the purification at the hand of the Prophet and to instruct about that and to follow that one and to listening to whatever the Prophet is going to say and to try to purify your heart, this is actually how the people with firm faith, they always do like that. And those people who are weak in their faith, they are looking for the wisdom, they try to find out the reason. So this is therefore Allah Almighty revealed this teaching to the Prophet in which the wisdom has definitely been mentioned. But this is the outstanding feature of this teaching brought by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is a complete teaching for all types of people, and there is no room for anybody to run away from it. As I have said, that Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam has mentioned about Deenul Ajaiz, that the simple faith should be there. And this is actually the way in which the people with perfect faith, they always go for it. We should try to strengthen our faith, and after that, by and by, we will also will be able to understand the wisdom of that. Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam says that the word of Allah Almighty teaches us that first you believe, and you will get the salvation as a result of that. This is not the instruction given to us, that you, whatever are the doctrines or the points of belief, you find out the arguments, philosophical arguments, and very firm arguments should be demanded by you. And unless numerically these things are just like one and one make two, just like mathematical arguments are not given, if they don't believe, that's not right. And these teachings have to be understood with their heart and not with these technical type of arguments. But everything, every truth, when it is made clear and manifest, then it should be believed in itself. Whether it is mentioned by a prophet or by someone who is not a prophet. That is to say that if you want to the things when they are made clear to you, then whatever a person may be saying, generally people believe that. So that is not really iman bil ghaib, the belief in the unseen. So if a non-prophet says something, people even believe in that one. But even if a person who is bad in character, he says such a thing, people generally believe. And when we accept something which is said by a prophet, that must be something like this, that although it must be something which is related to the truth, but maybe some people are drifted to this idea that there may be something wrong in that one. Obviously, the plenty of truthful is there, and it can be seen there. But those people who are weak in their understanding, and those who do not contemplate properly, they can take it to something which is untrue and false. He says that those people who follow the truth and those who consider the Prophet to be true, and because of their good opinion and their good thinking, they would get the reward of that, This is the gist of what the teaching of the Holy Quran has mentioned, which we have mentioned. And the philosophers, and they have not walked on this path, and they have always been following such teachings, the following of which could be made such clear from the worldly arguments. But it should be remembered that Allah Almighty has asked us that they should believe in the unseen. But Allah Almighty has given them to get the belief in the unseen. And without walking on this path and without going up on this ladder, they cannot get the true faith. And these people who actually climb this ladder, they are able to see very clear manifestations of divine attributes. And such things which grant them complete satisfaction of heart, they are also given to these people. And when these people, they believe the commands of Allah Almighty in this way, that they have been given to them through a person who is a true conveyor of that message, then they are actually have their true faith and they are rewarded for that. And this is the reason why Huzur says that a true believer, when these commandments come to him through the Prophet or the revelations which come to them or the news which is given to them, information, so when he accepts all these things, that these have come to him from a person, a true person, who has conveyed this message from Allah Almighty. He received the message and then he has conveyed the same to us. So after that he is given the full understanding and perception of those commands. And that is why Allah Almighty has made this rule for his people, that first they should believe in the unseen, they should become among those people who submit, and after that they should get to the higher stages of Irfan, more and more deeper understanding and learning. That stage comes later. First of all, the submission is necessary. Samena wa atana, this is very essential, that we have listened and we have obeyed. And after that he would be able to find out the wisdom and the hikmah and the reasons of that. But unfortunately the hasty people do not follow this path. And Allah Almighty gives this promise in the Holy Quran, that any person according to his faith who believes in the message given by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through his efforts, if he wants to find out more realities, then the doors of revelation will be open for this person. First it is essential to believe, and then through efforts Allah Almighty will reveal more and more wisdom upon that person, and then his stage would be enhancing step by step to the final understanding of the full thing. So this is the way which should be followed by the people who want to perfect their religion, perfect their faith. And there is also one difference in the prayer of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and the way Allah Almighty accepted that. In that wording there is again one difference. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam at the end of that mentioned, Inna kantal azizul hakeem, that surely thou art the mighty, the wise. And when Allah Almighty accepts that, then at the end he says that, that Allah Almighty teaches you which you do not know. And Hazrat Muslim Maud gives the answer of that one, that he asked from Allah Almighty according to his own understanding, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and but in that time in which this prophet was destined to be raised, and then till the end of the days his teaching is going to continue and continue purifying the people and teach them the wisdom as well. In that age and time, the requirements of that time are known to you. Therefore, O Allah, I pray to you that that you, under your attribute of Aziz and Hakim, mighty and wise, you fulfill those requirements of that time. And Allah Almighty accepted this prayer. He accepted this prayer in this way, that the Prophet would be doing these are things. وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَعْلَمْ تَكُونُ تَعْلَمُونَ has also been added there at the end. that he would be teaching you those things which you did not know before. So therefore, those teachings have been given to this great prophet of Allah, in which such teaching was given which you did not know before. And in this teaching there are certain things which are on top of those which were contained in the previous scriptures. There are certain things which a person knows with the passage of the time, and he can only realize those things by the time. Some of these things I have already mentioned in my previous sermon. Allah Almighty in the Holy Quran has mentioned the muhkamat and mutashabihat. As Allah Almighty says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ مِنْهُ آيَاتٌ مُحْكَمَاتٌ هُنَّ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ وَأُخَرُ مُتَشَابِهَاتٌ. That it is Allah Almighty who has revealed this book upon you. Some of these verses are muhkam, which are like the root of this book, and there are others which are mutashabihat. So those which are muhkam, very firm and clear, Allah Almighty made the announcement that I have revealed such teachings as well which you did not know before. By the word muhkamat, actually references to those things which were also there, and there are some other things for which we have to ponder more. The meaning of muhkam, according to dictionary, that which are completely safeguarded against any change or interpolation. That sort of teaching is called muhkam. And secondly, in which there is no element of doubt whatsoever. And because of its meaning and its greatness, this decision has to be made. And mutashabe is that one which can be interpreted in more than one ways, or some part of it may be similar to other things like that. So now those people who do not have this purification, how can these people understand these verses? And this meaning is also there, that the true meaning of those verses should not be against the muhkam verses. In mutashabihat there are certain teachings, words of which sometimes put a person into doubt, but the true meaning, the real meaning, which have already been mentioned in the muhkam ayat, which are like the root, if that meaning is against and contradictory to that one, then they should try to find out the reason of that and try to understand that properly. So in this way, these mutashabihat we should try to understand these verses in such a way that they should be in accordance with the meaning and the message of the muhkam ayat. And muhkam, one meaning of that is that and the meaning is there that with much pondering you can only understand those verses, not without that. And these are the verses which purify the hearts of the people, all the verses of the Quran. And Allah Almighty, who has got control over everything, He opens the hearts of these people and give them the pearls of wisdom. They are enabled to collect that one. So this great prophet who has been raised for all times to come, Allah Almighty also made the arrangement of the security of the message of the Holy Quran, as I have already mentioned this subject in one of my sermons before. There were attempts to change this message, but they were never successful, and it cannot be successful at all. This great prophet who was there to purify the people, and there were mujaddids at the end of at the turn of each century, and through these verses they have been doing the same job of purifying the people, and scholars and fuqaha, the experts of jurisprudence, they were there who have been interpreting the teachings of Islam. not like the so-called ulama of the day, who just talk about anything. Huzur says that in 1974 in Faisalabad, I remember that from a mullah was delivering the sermon after Surah Ikhlas. He was commenting on that one, so that he said that from the Holy Quran it is proved that the Ahmadis are wrong and they are liar, and whatever we can prove from that, that that those people who take somebody as son of God, they may be right. This can be inferred from that one. But those people who worship the graves, they are wrong. And they are, you know, indulge in worshipping their peers and their so-called divines. But how can those people who are the follower of the great lover of this purifier of all times, the one who has purified the whole believers, how can these people be called? They are not the true believers. And this message was given to the promised Messiah, Khuzut Tawhida, Tawhida, Yabna al-Faris, that all children of Faris, you hold firmly to the message of unity of Allah Almighty. So liars are these people, not us. Huzur says that regarding this teaching, Allah Almighty made the arrangement of its safety and security, as I mentioned earlier on, and all the promises given to this great Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and as a result of that, the promised Messiah was sent, who is the final of the Khulafa. And in Surah Jumu'ah, Allah Almighty has mentioned this thing. هُوَ الَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِن قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. That he it is who has raised among the unlettered people a messenger from among them, who recites to them his verses, signs and verses, and purifies them and teaches them the book and the wisdom, while before that they were in manifest misguidance. And among others, from among them, who have not yet joined them with those people, he is the mighty, the wise. In these verses, the one before that, in the first one among these two verses, Allah Almighty has mentioned that from among the unlettered people a prophet has been raised. Here as well, once again, the announcement of the acceptance of the prayer of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhis salam has been made, and this declaration is at the end, that before this they were in clear manifest misguidance. And these wording, they are in Surah Al-Imran as well. The same wording has been used there. Before the mentioning the qualities of the great prophet, these words of Fi Zalali Mubin is mentioned there. Allah Almighty says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Surely Allah Almighty has shown a great favor and bounty upon the believers, that He has sent a prophet from among them. So in that time, when there was disorder everywhere, all over the world, this was a great blessing of Allah Almighty, beneficence of Allah Almighty, that Allah Almighty raised a prophet from among them, who recited the verses and the signs of Allah and purified them and taught them the book and the wisdom. And those were the Arabs who were declared ignorant before, but they brought about a great revolution. In Surah Jumu'ah, Allah Almighty again says that Allah Almighty, who has by His beneficence has sent this prophet among the unlettered, then He sent this prophet, was sent there. Is it that His time has been finished, that after that it is finished, for thousands of years this period of darkness should continue? After a few hundred years, the same period has come back again. Except for very small groups who are in limited circles, they do not see the light anywhere during this 1000 years. So that period that has just passed by, Huzur says that Allah Almighty, who is always showing the favors, He has given this great favor to the idolaters of that time in the early period, and those people who were from among his the Ummah of the Holy Prophet, and those who have been praying. How is it that Allah Almighty did not show any beneficence to these people and favor? This is not something which goes along with the fulfillment of the promise till the end of the times. So if somebody understands that way, then he is showing his misunderstanding regarding God. Allah Almighty is the one, whatever is in the heaven, purifies everything, purifies Allah Almighty and glorifies Allah Almighty. He is Aziz, He is the Mighty, and He is full of, He is Hakim and wise. Do you expect Allah Almighty to let the people go astray? And is there anything of wisdom in it that teaching should not be safeguarded and secure, which is for the guidance of them? So this thinking about God Almighty is very defective, and this is a ill understanding about God. So therefore, O ye people, those who attribute yourself to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so you attribute yourself to that Prophet whose teaching is going to be there the means of purification of people for all times to come. And the light of that teaching was not to be shown at a limited level, but it was destined to be there to purify the people at a very large scale. And those people who are worldly people, the people who are very fond of philosophy, and to put the seed of guidance into their hearts, the teaching is for that. And this Prophet in the latter days will be raised for this very purpose. He will be raised for the second time, not with his physical body, but as a reflection he will come again. And this is the decision of the Aziz and Hakim God. So do not consider the powers of God Almighty to be limited. Do not consider his decisions without any wisdom. So as the great Prophet in the earlier part, he performed the revolution, brought about the revolution among the people. So in this corrupt age, one slave of the Holy Prophet, the follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was also going to create a big revolution. When this verse was revealed, then the companions asked, who are going to be these people among whom you would be coming for the second time? Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he put his hand on the shoulder of Hazrat Salman Farsi and said that even if the faith had gone into the Pleiades, then from among these people somebody would be raised to bring the faith back. And there is also a saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a time would come when the Quran would be just left like a book and the Islam like just by name. So every person who has the ability to think can any eye which is able to see and can behold the truth, that can see that there is a truth in it, and exactly this very situation is there nowadays. So Allah Almighty has sent this great Prophet, and through him he has established this Islam which is going to stay there forever till the end of the times. And in order to perpetuate this glory of Islam, then he has sent the great lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this age. So we Ahmadis have a double responsibility nowadays, that first of all we should be taking care of purifying ourselves, that we should pay attention to our purification and to follow this book, and secondly we should be conveying the same message to other people. And we should be very keen and very dedicated in this job. And there should be no one who could say that the message has not reached them. So nowadays, There is no one else except Ahmadis who has been given this responsibility. There are so many other people who call themselves as the champions, and they are so-called champions of Islam who consider themselves to be great. And there are so many groups and denominations. They all claim like that. But because they are devoid of faith, therefore there is hue and cry that something should be done to protect and safeguard the Muslims. But because of the fact that they are denying this one who has been sent by Allah Almighty, and because of this denial of this person who has been sent by Allah Almighty, the purification, the purity of heart is no more there. Their hearts are devoid of guidance, and they are being captured in the clutches of the enemies. And that is why people are raising this voice that there should be some Khilafat. But the reason for which all these things are happening, they do not consider that. May Allah give them the wisdom to understand that. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, explaining this point, he says that the gist of this verse is that Allah Almighty is the one who sent the Prophet at a time when people were completely without any knowledge or wisdom, and all these branches of knowledge and the worldly and the religious knowledge which could purify their hearts, which could purify them, which could purify those people, that was absolutely not there. It was not among those people at that time. And the people were engrossed in misguidance, and they had gone far away from the right path. At that time, Allah Almighty, He sent this unlettered prophet in those people, and that person, that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, purified these people and gave them the knowledge and the wisdom, and through signs took them to the position of firm faith. And then the light of understanding of God was given to them. And there is going to be another one. The second would come, and the people would be in darkness. They would be away from knowledge and truth. And at that time Allah Almighty will bring those people at the time of the companions. As happened to them, the same will happen there. And so much so that their faith and conviction will also be something similar to the companions. And at the time of the commenting of this verse, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put his hand on the shoulder of Salman and said that لَوْكَانَ الْإِمَانُ مُوَلَّكَمْ بِسُرَيَّ لَنَانَ وَرَجُلُ مِنْ هَاوْلَاءِ, that if the faith had gone into the Pleiades, then somebody from among them would bring back this faith, that somebody from the progeny of Hazrat Salman Farsi will be there, and this is regarding his time. The Holy Quran will be lifted up to the heaven. This is the time of the advent of the promised Messiah, and this Farsiun Nasal is the same one whose name is the promised Messiah. And this the dominance of cross, the Christian faith, is the same one for the breaking of which the promised Messiah had to come. And all these signs which are seen here, the onslaught on Islam is the same that we see today from the Antichrist, from Dajjal. And at this time of the onslaught from Dajjal, there should be somebody raised to combat that and to give a very solid response to that one. The greatest job of the promised Messiah would be to revive the faith, and those people who get benefit from the sayings of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and somebody from the progeny of Hazrat Salman would be raised to restore the faith and to re-establish it. Now think over it, that for the last 1300 years here, who has found this time like this? And this is the time in which our community has been established, and in so many ways it resembles with the companions of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They see these signs as this, they were seen by the companions, and the fresh revelations are there, and the light and guidance is also made available to them, and they are being subjected to a lot of torture and rebuke and mockery at the hand of the opponents. But with the help of Allah Almighty, with the signs of Allah Almighty, they continue to get the purified life, the followers of the promised Messiah. And there are so many among them who cry deeply in their prayers. And as the companions of the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to cry and weep in prayers, there are many who get true dreams and they get the revelation, the blessing of revelation, as it was given to the companions. And there are so many others who earn very hard, the income which they earn with a lot of effort, they also spend in the way of Allah as the companions did. And there are many who remember the time of their death, and they are always treading the path of righteousness, as we see in the life of the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah Almighty is purifying their hearts day by day, and their minds are filled with the knowledge, and they are being attracted with these divine signs as they were attracted the companions. So all, in short, all these conditions are again to be found among the companions of the promised Messiah, and this is the fulfillment of the promise of Allah Almighty. It was destined to take. So this revolution, which has been brought by the promised Messiah, salatu wasalam, this is the responsibility of each member of the community to continue this revolution. Otherwise, we will be considered as sinners, as those people who lost their faith before us. So, more and more people will be, inshallah, born. Those who will be, who will apply this teaching upon them. So, each one of us should also try that we should never ever be deviating in the least from this teaching, and we should not be destroying the purity of our hearts. May Allah enable us to do so.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ